Welcome back inside our weekly locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. It's our first shows of this 2022 new year, and joining us now is the Donovan West girls head basketball coach Perry Smith. And well, Donovan West, they got off to a good start here in 2022. Tuesday night, a solid win over Frankfurt. That was a 49-30 victory for the Donovan West girls. So, coach, let's just go back overall to the break. I know we've had a couple of weeks before we've talked. So, just how did the break go leading into Tuesday night's win?
Well, I thought it went okay. Christmas break for us is always, tell the girls every year, they're some of the most important practices of the year, because we kind of try to implement some new things and shore some things up that we necessarily haven't been doing as well as we needed to. So our Christmas stuff is always really important to our program. But overall, I thought it was good, and I thought the girls came into it with a great mindset and a mindset to get better, and hopefully that'll continue as we continue going on.
And that win over Frankfurt there on Tuesday night. Frankfurt, a team that's had a pretty good season so far to this point. They are a pretty young team, though, still, when you look at what Frankfurt has. So overall, that's still a pretty good win, though, for your girls. What did you see in that game?
Well, I thought we did some good things. We got in transition a little bit, did a little bit better job there probably than we had been doing. I thought we played a little defensively. I thought we were pretty tough. I mean, we didn't give them – we made them earn all their points for sure. But, again, you know, Frankfurt's a team that'll continue to get better. I mean, they're young and trying to find their way and feeling some things out. And with the WAP girl coming back, I think she probably played half the game last night. I think she's going to make them a lot better going forward. And they'll continue to do that and continue to make strides that way. But overall, I was pleased with how we played, especially on the defensive end. And offensively, we were really efficient is what I would say. I think we were pretty efficient on that end of the floor, kind of got shots we wanted and able to dictate a little bit of tempo there. So that was good. So there was a lot of good in it.
How big was that for you to see from your girls? Because I know going into the holiday break, you had a good win over Valley Falls as far as the score goes, but I know you're going to say that you didn't play well really at all. So you look back, and now you head into this Frankfurt game. You knew it was going to be tough, and you ultimately get a 19-point victory. So how big was that for you to see just the way your girls responded out of the break?
Well, it was good to see. Yeah, Johnny, you're exactly right. At Valley Falls there right before break, Sydney Smith was really sick, barely played. Moo Westine missed the whole game. She didn't even make the trip. So there's two of our six. And then we had a little bit of sickness with everybody else. I thought it really showed. I thought we were soft. I thought we didn't play as hard as, you know, we normally do. So that kind of left us with that Christmas break with a taste that wasn't good. But we came back last night and looked like Donovan West of old, I thought. I thought we, like I said, our tempo was better and we did a lot of good things there. And it's always about making sure we're getting better, and we always want to be playing our best at the end of the season. That's very important to us, and hopefully we continue to do that.
I look ahead to Friday. You'll be on the road to Washington County. So, Coach, with that, wish you the best of luck against Washington County on Friday. Again, congratulations on that win over Frankfurt on Tuesday. But thank you so much for taking the time. Certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Donovan West girls head basketball coach Perry Smith joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.